This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello and welcome. This is Colleen O'Grady, the host of the Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. This is a gathering place for moms to be encouraged, nurtured, and inspired. Also, you'll learn the latest in teen research and trends and get practical parenting tips. You really can improve your relationship with your teen and enjoy the teenage years.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 85th episode of Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. I'm Colleen O'Grady, the host of the show. You're going to really enjoy this episode. We're going to talk about what you can do to build courage and confidence in your teens. We'll talk about why it is important to instill leadership skills in your teen, especially your daughter, and how to do that. This includes from being a leader of an organization to being a leader among your friends, and even self-leadership. We also talk about the importance of resilience in our teens and what moms can do, and why instilling an entrepreneurial mindset in your teen is so important in current times.
I have a special guest for us today, Amy Klein. Amy has an award-winning sales and leadership background. She says she's been in corporate forever. And Amy said she will also make you laugh until you cry. So welcome, Amy.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. I love the corporate forever because any working mom out there can relate. It just feels, it's aged us and it does feel like it's been forever. Yes.
Well, that's awesome. So I know that you and Kelly have started this Courage Academy. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what that is and why did you and Kelly start this enterprise?
Sure. So it's Courage Academy, which has now been up-leveled to Entre Girl Leadership Academy. Okay. And this is a one-year online community for girls. We'll take you through a whole year learning community about 8 to I would say 16 has kind of been our marker, where we teach girls the skills required to be an entrepreneur, leadership skills, so that they can do anything and go out and be anything they want in life. We believe that all the skills required to have that entrepreneurial mindset that go into it are skills that will make your daughter successful no matter what she wants to do.
So what are some of those skills?
Sure. So I'll kind of go through the program and tell you how we break it down. So each month they get a module from myself or Kelly. We take them through basically it's A to Z, whether your daughter is ready to start a brand if she has an idea and she wants to bring it to fruition, or whether your daughter, just as you know, being whether your CEO is listening or women in corporate America or have your own businesses, all the skills required to be that leader or that entrepreneur, we take you through that each month to build those so she can be what she wants. So some of the skills that we like to go through on the entrepreneurial mindset would be problem solving, positive risk taking, really important and a big struggle for girls, teaching resilience, teaching leadership skills. And, you know, I can walk you through some of these if you want, but these are some of our pillars: courage and confidence. Of course, our brand is called the Courageous Brand. We believe are two pillars that will help women be successful and the courageous trailblazers of the future. So we kind of take them through all these different skills, and really work on their brain, work on their entrepreneurial brain to develop this mindset so that they can be successful.
That's awesome. So the moms who are listening are probably glad to know about your program, but they're also wanting to know what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So what can moms do to build courage and confidence?
Yep.
And resilience. I love resilience.
I'll take you. Yes. So, well, the courage and confidence, you know, chicken or the egg, we can first start there. I like to say, people always ask us, do we think courage comes first? Do we think confidence comes first? Some people, I believe the confidence comes and then they're brave enough to do it. Some girls, I feel like they just go for it. And then the confidence comes with practice after. So we can obviously define confidence as believing in yourself, trusting your own abilities, being comfortable with who you are. Courage is really knowing that you're really scared to do something. Like you want to pee your pants, but you do it anyway, whether you're scared or not, you go through with it.
Yeah.
So some things you can do on a foundational level for girls to start is really work through taking imperfect action towards their goal, imperfect action and praising the process along the way. The big thing that I've seen with girls, just leading and managing men versus women are perfectionists. They don't want to put something out there unless they believe it's perfect. There's a lot of self-doubt that goes into that, where men will try and they'll just go with it and they'll get there. They'll fail, they'll get back up and they'll keep going. This has been in my experience of managing men versus women. So things you can do from the start is getting your daughter comfortable with being uncomfortable. No one will be successful. She will not be successful until she learns that everyone that she looks up to, whoever her mentors are, they are always uncomfortable with what they're doing. They're always scared, but they do it anyway. You're always going to be scared. They may be confident. I'm confident in myself, but it doesn't mean I'm not scared. When last week we go do the Game Changer with Gary Vee and, you know, Damon, Shark Tank Damon, like I'm scared to get on stage still and speak, right? But I'm confident with my abilities to be able to speak to that. So some things you could do, let's just say, for instance, she wants to be an actress, okay? But she's really scared to go on an audition. So it's little steps. She can start Googling scripts. In our academy, we actually teach confidence on camera. She can start just by herself working on scripts, pick a part she likes, talking to the camera, talking to the eye contact, how she presents herself, learning the part. Then she could move into presenting in front of the family. Maybe she presents in front of the family on the script, right? A comfortable audience. The next step is getting her to get out there and just take imperfect action and go on that audition. And then praise her for doing it, whether she gets it or not, for trying. Could be the same thing, travel soccer. Steps, backyard practice every day. Then add some people who maybe, you know, if it's family or friends who know soccer and could compete with her, then go try out for that travel team she's scared of. So really it's just teaching them to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, and practice will build that confidence.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I love what you're saying in terms of praise her for the process. And I love to do it imperfectly, because in all my coaching, that's what I'm dealing with women entrepreneurs, is that it's you're right. From early on, that wanting to get it perfect. And so, yeah. So if you're just saying great job, but you made an A, that doesn't go as far as great job for, you know, picking a hard class, or great job for trying out anyway.
Yeah.
Great job for practicing every day.
I'll take effort any day over outcome, because effort will always result in them getting the outcome they want. It just might not be at that time.
Yes. Yeah. So one thing that moms can do is praise them for the process, right? What else can moms do?
Yeah. So we could talk about some of the pillars I think are what the skills entrepreneurs need, but also if they decide to be CEO of a company, if they want to be the next Olympic skater, if they want to be the next engineer, you know, whatever it might be. We can break it down. Problem solving skills are really important to learn at a young age so that she can be successful no matter what she wants to do. And that will build confidence. So one thing that you can do, and I tend to see this with women versus men too, from my history in managing, is they get stuck in a lot of the ideas of it, but then they don't execute on it. So for problem solving, what you can do is you can present, there could be a real problem, or you could present a problem. You could then give, you can start out by giving 5 different solutions, allow her to walk through the pros and cons of each, and then allow her to take action on one. Whether it works out or not, get comfortable with knowing that problems are going to come up no matter what you do, especially when achieving a goal, you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to look at how to solve the problem to keep moving. So an example, we could say, let's say it's a real problem. Sally is teasing your daughter, Jenny, at school. Okay. She's teasing her and it makes her feel bad. So let's give her some options, right? Okay. So you could directly address Sally and say, I do not like what you're saying to me. Please stop. Right. There's one option. You could say, let's go talk to your teacher, and let her know that this is bothering you so that they, you know, you guys could come together, maybe parents too. You could ignore Sally. And when she sees she's not getting a rise out of you, right, maybe she'll go away. Right. So you're presenting these kind of options. Give a couple more and then allow your daughter, Jenny, to see the pros and cons in both. So let's say, okay, for me, I'm a direct communication. I think that's the best leaders in the world are direct communicators. So I would of course lean to that, but I'd let her pick direct communication. Here it is. You're dressing it right up front with her and you're setting the ground. That's the pro. The con is you don't know how she's going to react to it. Right? You don't know if it's going to cause a conflict. You don't know where it's going to go. Then you go through each. You could ignore. You could choose to ignore her, but is she really going to stop? Is she really going to stop? Are you setting the groundwork? So let her pick after you go through it and then let her see the outcome of it. That would be problem solving. So you can always deal with a real problem. And let me tell you, if you haven't had any real problems yet, if she's a bit younger, if you draw up problems, like examples, she will get very comfortable coming to you once real problems arise, because you have a really great system in how you walk through A to Z of problem solving, and then you bring her into it to teach her as well. Positive.
Well, let me just pause. I love that because it's easy for moms to fall into more of being a monitor, like just telling kids like, okay, you just need to do that. And I love that it may seem to moms who are listening that this is a little more work, but you're teaching her really, really good skills by kind of fleshing out
her.
Yes, you are empowering her. So that's really, really good stuff for moms.
Mm-hmm.
Because it might seem to moms like that's extra work, because we just want to just say, just go
fix
do it.
Fix it. Moms like to fix. We like to fix.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially when we're busy.
Yes. So that is so good. I love it. Also, working with teens, I've worked with teens for decades. And I have a very alive and well inner teen, so I understand them. Mm-hmm. But So let's say we have, and you said this, but I want to just kind of flesh this out a little bit more. So we have a teen that says, I want to be a professional singer.
Mm-hmm.
But then they do nothing. And I'm sure you see that a lot. Like they have an idea of doing something and they don't know how to get from A to Z. So you were talking about that, but I think it's worth going over again, because this is a typical thing for teens. I had a girl that I saw in my private practice, and she said she was giving up singing because she couldn't sing like Taylor Swift. But
she's not Taylor Swift, right?
She's not Taylor Swift, and she hadn't done anything to improve her singing.
Mm-hmm.
So what can moms do about that?
Well, I think that is a lot that plays into the generation now of this whole idea that it's insta fame. Like we look at social media and we see all these companies and we see all these, you know, these girls looking up to Taylor Swift. These people are successful because that success was 10 years in the making. So number one, sitting down with your daughter and asking her who are her idols in her profession. So maybe it was Taylor Swift for this girl, obviously auditioning, and actually having her do the research on the journey of Taylor Swift. I mean, if you know the journey, Taylor Swift is famous because she writes every single thing she produces. She is all on it. She wouldn't be where she is if she didn't put the work she put into and actually make every single word of every single song that she sings. And she has worked her to the bones since she was however old to get started. And she goes, if you watch documentaries on her, you can see her journey. So first, the first, I would step back and we're talking about moms who have daughters say they have these dreams, but they aren't taking action. There's this instant gratification in this generation from what they're seeing, and they're not seeing the work. So showing them their idols, how much work goes into it, that they won't get there. That's number one. And then number two, what you can do is once they understand that, put an action plan in place. So what we like to say in our business too is an hour a day. You take an hour a day. You start with an hour a day to work towards your dreams. Every single person has an hour a day. Just like, you know, whether you have a business and you're trying to start the side hustle, Kelly and I talk about this all the time. We call it mother hustlers, like trying to build your brand. You have to put that, you need that hour a day, and you can find it. I don't care what you say. Trust me. I have two businesses, two kids, I can find an hour a day. If you write down your distractions, how often you scroll through social media, I promise you. So your daughter, if she can find an hour a day where she's putting her stuff to action. So if it is a singer, she should put on her calendar every single day that she be consistent an hour, have her go a couple months out. That hour she is committed to working on her dream. Yeah. And that's the start. And then of course you're going to need to increase it as she goes.
Yeah. And one thing that I remember hearing Brené Brown talk about, which I think is gold, is you want to hold your teens accountable to their dreams that they said that they want, instead of saying, you need to go practice.
Mm-hmm.
So totally. If you hold them, like, if this is your goal and you know that you're to get there, you need to do that. Like, it's, you're holding them accountable to what they say they wanted.
So for moms listening, this is really important, especially working moms. I know that that there's a lot of working moms. Think about where you are as a leader, where you are in the workplace. I mean, what I do my whole life has been holding people accountable to their work goals. So when you come to the dinner table with your daughter and she has her hour a day and you've helped her map out a plan, talk to her about that. Ensure that she took that hour a day and spent towards working, you know, working towards the goal and the dream, right? And don't invest in anything in your daughter until she starts to show that she's actually gonna put the work in behind it and take action.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. Good. I love what you're talking about. All right. Resilience. What can moms do to help their daughters be resilient?
Yeah, this is a really, really good one. So it's that Chumbawamba song. So when I was playing soccer, we had this, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. It's the same thing. It's literally the resilience is teaching your daughter that failure's okay. It's actually part of the process of expediting you to achieving your goals. The number one reason I think women do not achieve their goals is because the lack of resilience. They get knocked down, but they stay down again, instead of getting back up, because they're like, that's it, I can't do that. Okay. So a couple things you can do, I think, part of that is praise the process too. That we talked about earlier is literally praising, you know, she may get a C or whatever she gets in the test, but how hard she worked towards it. That's what we're praising. That's what we're focused on. We're not focused on the outcome. The other thing is posing questions back to her. A lot of times, as we say, as moms, we're fixers. So, it's really getting her to think how she's going to get through something. For instance, if she's got a game, she's going to go to a soccer game and it's raining. Mom, what are we going to do if it rains and they don't cancel it? I don't know. How do you think you'll play your right wing? How do you think you can play right wing with, you know, your vision being a little bit impaired because of the rain, because it might be harder to see the goal? What do you think you need to do differently in this game if it's raining versus if it were sunny, in ways that you can keep going and get through this, the weather and the game, right? Instead of being like, okay, here's what I think you should do, right? Because resilience is really trying to figure out how you're going to get back up and how you're going to figure something out to get through whatever knocked you down in the first place or is a blocker, an obstacle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. And I would add to that is if she does something that's resilience, praise her resilience.
Totally. 100%. That she doesn't get the audition 50 times. I will choose her working hard and not getting it 50 times, because I know she's going to be successful, whatever that ends up being in her life, than the girl who goes and gets it on the first try.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to happen every time, right?
Yeah.
That's lucky. That's luck. And it's not going to happen. And she lucked out. So I would praise that any day over getting the play. over someone bragging like, hey, I got it on my first time, you know?
Right. Right. No, that's good. Good stuff. Yeah. So why and how, well, first I'll say why. Why is it so important to instill leadership skill in your daughter? And how do you instill leadership skill in your daughter?
Well, okay. So first I want to always get that leaders are made. They are not born. A lot of people think, yo, you're a natural born leader. Leaders have to work to be good leaders. And what, so first the why you want to raise a leader, because she needs to be the leader, the trailblazer of what, of her own life. So I could, you could say the leader of her life, you could say the CEO of her life, but she needs to lead and make decisions and be confident in her decisions and set an example, whether she is a engineer, whether she is the CEO of her house, her family, whether she's the CEO of a company, whether she starts her own company and she's the CEO there. Leadership skills are required to be successful. Some things you can do. And some things that are important that I see in women that have held them back. Number one is direct communication. Look at, you know, we're in a world today with a lot of different leaders, correct?
Yes.
Communication and trust are really, really important. And girls a lot of times lack trust because at a young age, we learn and we are taught that it's better to join in the gossip than say something, stand up and step out. Right? So we lack trust in each other because there's a lot of people saying stuff behind each other's back instead of confronting each other head on. So with direct communication skills, it's teaching her at a young age, girls sometimes, listen, what do men always tell us? That they don't never know what the heck we're thinking. They can't read our minds, right? They can't
yes.
read our minds. And
right.
I blame us for that. Because we have to learn at a young age, I am happy right now. I am frustrated. Right? Expressing what you're feeling and why. Learning to be confident in saying, I am upset right now because Jill did this. I am mad right now. I am happy right now. Whatever it is, learning them to state exactly why they are frustrated and what they're frustrated with. That will teach them the ability to be confident in saying what they mean. The other part is you can help along in the way. I always say it's what you say, it's not how you say it. And that makes a good leader. So let's say she's in a group project. And this plays into trust and girls. Okay. So at a young age, let's say there's four girls and Ruby's not doing her part. The project's due in 4 weeks, it's January 1st. Everybody's done their part except Ruby. Ruby's behind. She's been behind. So the girls could talk behind their back. That's not going to help Ruby. It's not going to get their project completed. And they could say, hey, Rudy, just let us know when you're going to get it done. Almost like a throwaway. Or we can teach our daughter to say, listen, why don't you, because listening skills are important, be direct with Ruby. Ruby, the project's due January 1st, okay? We're all completed. Let us know where you're at. How can we help you to ensure that it's completed by January 1st so we all can get the grade we deserved, right? Because we don't know what Ruby's going through. Maybe she has a family thing. Maybe there's something going on where we can actually help. That builds trust. Maybe we can help and join in and see what we need to do. Or maybe Ruby is just lazy. And then in that case, instead of talking about it behind her backs, you're going to say, okay, we need to bring in the teacher for this. And we need somebody to kind of moderate this and figure out what we could do, because it's not fair for the other four girls if it was that Ruby was lazy. And then you're handling the direct communication as a leader. Somebody people trust. The other girls are going to trust you. Everybody's going to trust you. And you have good listening skills. You're coming to try to collaborate with Ruby because you never know what's going on. That makes a good leader. So learning direct communication skills, really important for girls from the start. That builds trust and it builds good leaders. Negotiation skills. Women, I see this all the time from leading men versus women. I want a raise. I deserve this raise. But it's with men. Girls, it's like pushing them along to say, this is what I deserve to make, or coming back. And I think some things you can do at a younger age there is really kind of, if they come to you with an offer, kind of counter them and let them come back with you. So I don't know. What does it cost to go to the movies today? I don't even know. Let's say is it 10, 15 bucks?
Yeah.
15 bucks.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
My kids are still, they're not there yet. So let's say she she says, I want to go to the movies. Can I have $15 this weekend? You could give her specific chores, right? You could say you could do this for the $15, or you could make her an offer. Now make the offer above what it would really cost to do $15, right? Because we don't want her to get away with it, and allow her to counter to come kind of meet you. So you can start teaching her how to get her worth. What is really, we can establish what's worth the $15. We can ask for more and let her come back, right? So there's different ways to start teaching those negotiation skills. And I think the other thing is really self-awareness. And we can learn this emotional intelligence. They don't teach this in school enough. There's a lot of books out there to really learn about getting in touch with your emotions. We teach this in the academy, learning, like I was talking about, how you're feeling and how you are really projecting that onto other people. Women, we tend to do this instead of kind of compartmentalizing the situation and handling it in more of a rational way instead of getting emotional about things, right? Yeah. Taking a second, taking time to look at it, taking time to remove ourselves and taking it personal and realize this is what the facts are. This is what I need to do about it.
Right. Yeah. I love this. And I see, in terms of just kind of putting together what you said, like, and there's like different, to me, there's like almost different steps here. So I think one of the first steps is that the girl even knows what she's feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, instead of kind of feeling just pulled into the group, is like her being able to have a place. And this is what I think moms can do is, yeah. And you want to be safe. So your daughter could tell you this, or your son could tell you this, like, that makes me really uncomfortable that they do this. And yes, they're really mean. And so giving her a place to even know that's what she feels.
Yep.
And then she's able to do that direct communication. And I know, you know, one of the things that I'm talking to moms a lot, we don't do that very well. And a lot of times we do what I talk a lot about in my book, Dial Down the Drama, is we just vent. And we're not clear at all. It's just vent. Not clear.
It's very reactionary. It's emotional.
Yes.
Yeah.
It kind of feels good, but it just doesn't get our results.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
So I love that you're teaching your daughter, like, okay, this is what you feel, this is what you think. How could you be direct? What would direct communication look like? And then I'm sure you see this in your program, is all the objections. Well, if I say that, then I'm going to lose. They won't be my friend.
Totally. And it's the self-doubt.
Yeah. And the fear. Mm-hmm. The fear of what will happen. So, yes. So I think, teaching them direct communication, and naming doubt, naming fear. And then I love the negotiation thing. So, okay. All right. And since you're a mom, mm-hmm. there may be some moms who are listening who are going, you know, I don't know if I really want a girl that's like really bossy and is telling me what to do, who's a leader, who wants to negotiate everything.
Well, I think that is part of the problem, you know, and I don't even mean this in a bad way, because I get it. Like, they're a headache. I was a headache to my mom as a child. I know that, but I've been very successful, right? And we want our daughters to be successful. We want them to be set up for success. And these are some foundational skills that will make them successful, right? And it doesn't, our children's book for girls, it's called Just Be You. Right? Teaching girls to be comfortable with being them. It doesn't mean you might not have, my daughter, she is much more, she's more my husband than myself. I am aggressive. I am very direct. She's more meek. She's shyer. And it doesn't mean I don't want her to be bossy if she's not bossy. You know, that's not what I'm saying. But I want her to be confident to negotiate her worth, right? No matter what she does in life. I want her to be confident to believe in herself, that when she doesn't achieve her goal and she gets knocked down, she's going to get back up again, and she's going to keep trying till she gets there. I want her to be confident to use her unique voice to address a situation with girls, and be confident and not worry about the fact that the results might not end in her favor, but she did the right thing, you know?
Great. That's great. I'm total agreement with you. So moms, it might seem like it's going to take longer or it's a headache, but actually it's what you really want for your girls. It's mm-hmm. really what you want. All right. So why instilling entrepreneurial mindset in your daughter is so important in current times?
Because our program, Entrepreneurs Leadership Academy, is instilling the entrepreneurial mindset skills and the leadership skills. Some girls come in and we're going to take them from idea to finish, whatever it's product or service. But we have a lot of people who come in because the moms who are entrepreneurs, the moms who are CEOs of companies, the moms who work for companies realize that the skills required to be an entrepreneur are actually what will make your daughter a trailblazer and everything. So just like we talk about problem solving skills, she's going to need to be problem solving, whether she works in a company, whether she's the CEO of her house, whether she wants to own her own business, whether she wants to be a figure skater and an engineer, the professional soccer player, resilience. You cannot have resilience and not achieve. We hope our daughter has a big goal, big dreams. She's not going to do it without resilience. It just, the Insta stuff you see on Instagram is not instant. It was 10 years of getting knocked down to get to where they are. You know, all of these skills that require being an entrepreneur, positive risk taking, you know, imperfect, like teaching girls imperfectly perfect and failing, all this stuff is required and not taught in school.
Yes.
So all of it is not taught in school. So we talk a lot about traditional education. I will forever be grateful for my kids. My hat's off to these teachers and the times and everything we're in, but there are things in traditional education that they don't teach that we have to take upon ourselves to supplement, right? They're not going to teach your daughter how to build her own brand. They're not going to teach your daughter how to take a product or a service or an idea that she has and make it and turn it into a business. They're not going to teach your daughter emotional intelligence and risk-taking and resilience and all of these things required to be successful. So that's why this is important. It's why entrepreneurial mindset is important. And we started this academy.
That's awesome. Awesome. I love that. You know, and one thing I would say to the moms out there is to add to that is you want to be that example to your daughter. Like often it is not what we say, it's what we model for our daughters. So I would encourage you, like a lot of these principles we're talking about for our daughters would be great things for us to get sharp with and that we can keep growing. And there's a lot of, you know, I do a lot of this in my programs too, is helping with some of the same things for moms. So mm-hmm. as you continue to grow and you expand, you know, your daughter sees that. You know, I remember with my own daughter when she was probably 16 and, you know, she said, "Mom, get in my car." And so we're driving like through downtown Houston and she said, like, I just had no idea who to ask, but like, you know, you've written your book and you speak to audiences all over the world and I want to be a speaker, Mom. So where would I start? So your kids are watching what
they
do. They watch what you do.
And that's such an amazing thing to have that, because really when we talk about leadership skills, the other thing you're talking about is leading by example as a mom, and to have your mom as your number one mentor, I mean, you're setting her up for success, you know, and it doesn't need to be that you wrote a book, right? It doesn't need to be that you're CEO of a company, but that you're leading by example.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's awesome. So much fun to talk to you, Amy. Do you have any more advice for the moms who are listening out there?
My advice really would be that, you know, Kelly and I started the Courageous brand on the basis of us, you know, being very successful in her own right, corporate America, her entrepreneur world. And we were having girls. And I personally knew from my generation, we didn't have many mentors to look up to. I had a really bad, you know, all the mentors and all the my success came from very great male mentors. I had some very unfortunate female bosses that, you know, really disappointed me and it hurt. And I remember Kelly and I talking about, listen, we have to be the change for the next generation of girls. We need girls to send the elevator back down like we want to do. We need girls to support each other. And that comes foundationally from building courage and confidence. Because if your daughter is comfortable with who she is and believes in herself and she's not scared to take the risk and have courage, it's going to have an effect on other girls around her, and it's going to have effect on the next generation. So we have to keep that in mind as moms that, I didn't have this growing up. I didn't have this. I had to learn on my hard knocks life, we'll call it, on my own, these skills through my career. And if you can help your daughter now, and you can help your daughter be confident in herself now and really understand what it takes to be confident and loving her imperfections and her beauty, you are setting your daughter up for success. So really focus on building her courage and confidence and letting her be the unique her. I'm very different than my daughter. I know we'll be different our whole lives, but I want my daughter to be exactly who she is. And that's what we have to do.
Yeah. That's so, so true. So true. So if the moms out there would like to contact you or are interested in what you've been talking about, how can they do that?
Sure. They can go to giveHerCourage.com and you can click on Aunt Your Girls Leadership Academy. We're actually running a Aunt Your Girls Leadership Boot Camp November 16th. So it's a free workshop, free 5-day workshop. We have a private group called Courageous Moms, Confident Daughters. If you want to find us there and you have a daughter in that age range, you can get into our group and attend Kelly and I's 5-day free boot camp. And then we're on Instagram at Give Her Courage. We have a retail side too, as opposed to our educational side, or in conjunction with our educational side. And we like to say Wear Our Courage. So we have a whole courage collection. You can check us out on Instagram as well.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. I've looked at your Instagram and your website and it's great. So I encourage you moms to go check it out. So thank you so much, Amy, for your time. And this has been wonderful.
Thank you.
This concludes this week's episode of Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. If this podcast has been helpful, I would absolutely love it if you could go to Apple Podcasts and give Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast a 5-star review. This makes it easier for other moms like you to find the support and encouragement they need. Also, my best-selling and award-winning book, Dial Down the Drama, Reducing Conflict, Reconnecting with Your Teenage Daughter, A Guide for Mothers Everywhere. You can find that and order it online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can always find other great resources and contact me at ColleenO'Grady.com, 2 L's and 2 E's.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.